It is 9:02 a.m. and it is Friday, January 25th. We are here now to discuss the, what we call the Board of Supervisors budget, which covers the local option sales tax money or tax, kind of the tax relief, and also the county betterment countywide. So we don't really have anyone to speak here for us, but Lisa Markley prepared it. Starting with our locals. Okay, yeah. So Alyssa, yeah, thank you.
Since this has been turned in, I do have some new re-estimates. We've had some purchases made and some different items such as postage. So I don't know if we want to go through. This is the Board of Supervisors budget. We had a mailing. Leanne said some stuff out, so I would like to re-estimate office supplies to pay for that postage. Yeah, the mailing we sent out was $950, so we can go up $1,000.
Yeah, so $4,500.
Yep, the other item that I would like to consider, there's a request for traveling display costs. I would like to see if we can pay that out of this fiscal year budget, just re-estimate that office supplies up to about $6,000. I think that would cover everything.
So then that would take us up to
$6,000 for this year, FY19. Yep.
Okay.
And then the current FY20 should stay at $5,340. That's pretty accurate. You'll notice that I messed up the traveling display at $480. It was more than that. So that would be paper for our story.
Okay, thank you.
Other re-estimate, mileage and expense we can take down to 100. Communication services, we can reduce to 5440. And then have that be FY20 also. We won't have any changes to our phone lines for the next fiscal year. Education and training, re-estimate 16,000.
Same for fiscal year 20.
Yeah, I left that in there. Those were the requests I came.
No, for 20, we need to leave it at 20. Yep. We don't know exactly what that's going to be like.
The supervisors, we had budgeted. We budgeted for.
We have a 10,000. Oh, for this year, your top year.
So we budgeted 8,000 for this current year. We have.
So, because I had marked a couple things, you know, things in this area. You want to just run them or talk about them now?
That's up to you.
Okay. So, I not knowing that we hadn't used our 8,000 yet, but I raised for the supervisors to 12,000 because Linda hadn't really indicated what she was or was not interested in attending as far as.
Which is why we took it from 8,000 to
10,000.
I added 10,000.
So, Kevin, I'm here this morning, but it seems 750 low to go to a national conference.
It's an
island. Yeah. Oh, we'll take care of that.
It's over 1952.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the registration fees. I'm here to tell you. And that was his request for training.
I just wanted to make sure he wasn't being too conservative. All right. And then, for outreach and special projects, there wasn't a list, but Leanne, you've already identified pretty much what you know you'd like to go to.
It'll be. This is the end of the inspection and crossover of both fiscal years. I think it'll be more next fiscal year. This is the end of my 2-year cycle for my CFM, continuing credits, and my AICP.
Oh.
As of July 3rd. December 31st, I'll then start the new 2-year cycle. And I do have unfortunately, I think I'd have, I just figured out that the money has to be part of the end of the data. We'd be putting on ethics, and unfortunately, a lot of those I do have to travel for. We follow this one for the fall conference.
I just wondered if everybody was able to move today. Oh, you're going to be busy. And then my last one is that, Alyssa, you, everything that you listed is HR related, it looks like. And I was just wondering, up above, you know, Deb had listed going to a NACO this year. And were you interested in going to NACO also? I mean, or to get some crossover information exposure?
I've never thought about that. I mean, my, the intel of the national conference, the information that we get from that and that we bring back, that's probably the most important, the HR conference. But I don't think it's necessary to go full every year or in the same year.
Sure.
Okay. Or for the expense, I can, that can bring back the information.
All right.
Comfortable.
Yep.
Training, travel, going to the training as opposed to the travel.
Yeah, and if you're going to a conference or something, we and you claim mileage, we charge that for the training budget.
Okay.
Too. Otherwise, if you mileage and expense, it's just for your location. I mean, we just don't.
And we're related to training.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so we're back then to the 10 for Board of Supervisors.
Does that mean commission?
Sure. I mean, given the 8 and whatever, you know. So. Okay.
Equipment rent and maintenance. I do need to reestimate this current budget to $5,300. We just had a printer added. The printer that Todd had died. So. And I need to add $700 to FY20. Other re-estimate would be under office equipment and furniture. We just purchased 2 chairs for $2,675.
Yep. I mention it every year, but are we anywhere close to replacing these chairs? We've already got Supervisor Mark and using a different chair. I mean, these chairs have been here for 15 years. Yeah. They're just, a couple of them are hard to keep up. At some point, we're going to have to replace them, either one at a time or all
the time. This is one that I bought from my office, by the way.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just brought one from home.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What are we talking about? Do you have your folder?
Oh, I did not even. I mean, do you want something like this? Do you want these or 300 and...
Wasn't.
Well, 2 of them are $675.
So I don't know what we would get. I don't know that we need to do it. We've talked about it now, at least the last 2 years, at least maybe the last 3. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Well, I think they do get used, obviously, beyond us. And, mine is no longer staying.
Exactly.
That could have something to do with all those French fries. Okay. So I think, you know, we have a responsibility to the other people who are using these chairs, too, to see that they're somewhat ergonomically comfortable or compatible. But so then we'd be looking at for 5 more chairs.
I put at least 35 bucks.
8, 9. I mean, depending on how far you're going with this, right? You can do it however you want to do it.
What are
you sitting on pictures of our chair?
Just put my 2 cents worth in. Don't buy them all. Things five.
Oh, good point.
People who are 6 feet tall and people who are 5 feet tall need different size furniture for kind of future board meetings.
These and are those that are all adjustable.
They're all adjustable. Okay. You'll be able to work just about for anybody. Yeah.
Would it be sufficient to budget 500 hours per chair in single week?
I would think so. I'd hate to spend more than.
I mean, if this one's 370 to get it, I mean, I don't know if you want it. I don't know, but.
Yeah, but I think 500 would be reasonable, allow then the discussion to go forward about it. Does that come out of the board budget?
Countywide.
Mm-hmm.
So we get 10 miles to the plug-in. 3,500 or the 4,500 if we put in line.
Whatever you guys think. I mean, so it's, if it's 500 a chair, it's 4,500 or less.
Yeah.
Not replacing everything.
The only other item too is, do you want to budget that safety
resolution? I'd like to be considered, yes. And dual monitors.
And you can take out the two drawer file cabinet.
You got that?
As I'm slowly ferreting through the great archives that I've inherited, I'm finding that I think by the time I'm all done, there will be plenty of space, especially if a couple of some of the long-term like keepers that we're going to do can go back out and share your inventory.
So just for the board, we can take the 150 out for the two-door file cabinet. We need to budget the standing desk for Linda. The monitors would be IT. We can plug those in.
Can I send you to sell my keypads?
Do you need them this fiscal year, or do you need them? Are you okay waiting until July 1st?
I can wait till July 1st.
Let's get her the monitors and the standing desk. Yeah, absolutely.
So then, but
nothing. Do we have the money?
We're gonna require an amendment.
Sure.
Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So right. So this is here. We're not gonna. We didn't have enough budget. So
they're gonna do the problem with those from this year.
No. So
let's do
monitors 300. Why don't we reestimate office equipment and furniture to 1,500?
Total.
Getting that would be around 500. I guess 400 for the monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing for FY20.
Believe me, I tried to go around to office to see if there was anything else that wasn't being used. That's where I got to begin. But I gave up before starting to look like I was going to start taking this stuff and rolling out in office. So,
I'm not checking that.
Yeah.
Under contact labor, which we had the onboarding video edit project at 8,000. If we were to go with the recruitment video project, then is looking kind of out at Leanne at this point, is the expectation that we would it be another 8,000? Or I mean, I know we don't have a hard table.
I don't know yet. We're meeting Monday morning.
Okay. I would suggest leaving that. I don't have anything planned for the consultant fees for the 10,000. I budget that in case we get union agreements and different things like that.
Okay.
So I do have, I feel that 18,000 should be sufficient in that contract.
Okay.
And even if the videos cost more than what we budgeted for those.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So that one and we'll cover the project we were talking about.
It should.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I mean, we don't know what the cost is yet, but
might be a better risk.
Again, I have a little extra in that consultant for the unknown, which once in a while we need it. And because I don't want to jump in and turn anybody else, but back up to office supply, county outreach, the photo repository software, Mugmug. So, Leanne, do you need that sooner? Does that need to move to FY19?
This is entirely, this was something I asked to include based on board discussion on the communication plan right here. Just entirely up to the board. If that's the product we want, or if we want to try and use Google Photos, which is free, but giving everyone access to that, which I have some concerns about. If there's capacity, we can implement it sooner rather than later.
And the 360 is the annual fee, I mean, regardless of how much space we take up. I use a good quote, a good price for that kind of volume and to get hopefully all of our photos eventually under one shared. So the sooner the better. If you've got an intern coming in to work on that, like I said, Craig Myers had volunteered or whatever. So that was my thought as moving it into fiscal year 19. If so that we start accumulating and
archiving as you're able to do it, especially with new photos coming. So change the FY20 to 5,000. No, it's just $360.
Well,
oh yeah, and then
just
do that. Well, okay, got it. You know, we might not have had as many copies. Yeah, I'll keep an eye on it. I'm not sure we've ever had to do.
Well, you're gonna have to do them in salary.
Yeah.
I know
you don't like to be accurate.
No, and we're in really good shape this year, right? Even moving some money around, we're still going to end up in really good shape this year. Next year is a concern.
I do have one question. We plugged in $12,000 for the quarterly inserts from the Sun. Do we know that if you continue that, is that going to be the cost? I know when the contract's up, is it? The April.
Okay.
My feelings about this are we go no higher than 12,000. Based upon, despite all the circulation numbers that Scott can give about how many are going each are mailed out, et cetera, I'm becoming more convinced that not every household that's getting it is taking advantage of it. Okay. So maximum is 12,000 is what they really feel it costs them to produce it for 3,000 in addition. I think it's still maybe worth it. If they raise the price, I think we need to reevaluate it.
Does it come with the trip as well as the Sun?
No, it comes in the Sun and the Sun comes in the trip.
No, I'm square of that in 2 copies.
I get 2 copies every week.
I get zero.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Maybe one. I think the Tarito sent it to every address, add the addresses that existed in about 2014 or 15. Because anybody who's any kind of new, exactly, and Melissa didn't mind it, and none of the three of us get them at all.
Well, and I'll follow up again, because we are paying significantly for the distribution of it. That's supposed to be the beauty of it. So
can we please leave it in here at 12, but between now and March 12th, can we please have this conversation in a Tuesday board meeting, get all the facts and figures, see what they want to charge us, because I don't think even at 12,000, I feel like we're getting our money's worth. Maybe you guys will, but I'd like us to have this full, let's plug it in the budget. But before we get to then on the 12th, if we're not going to do it, we can pull that 12 back out of the budget. But we need to have this conversation at a board meeting.
Sure.
And communication plan is for the work step. Well, the plan on this for the next meeting, but it's finding today's work session, I think, didn't have a good idea what direction to
do. So can you guys get the information you need between now and the 5th?
Yeah, sure.
And my thought in dealing with Scott, or even talk to Mary about, then bring me a number, and I want to talk to Scott.
Well, if you just want to talk to Scott, that's fine.
Okay. If that works, then I'll talk to him and really express the concerns and maybe break it down more, et cetera. Okay. February 5th. Good. I was panicked if it was next Tuesday. Okay. Thank you. All right.
My only comment is on the taxable fringe benefits. I plan on drawing my monthly stipend on my cell phone the next pay period, so I'm going for it.
Cool. And that's 20?
Yes.
All right. And you guys 22?
No, mine's 30. 29.
I think
it's the opposite. And if there was anything there for me, I'm not shaking.
Okay. No. I did budget. I can leave you.
Actually, our plans are coming due as well, and I may not be using my phone either. I need to have that conversation with my husband, too. I'll let you know if we have that.
Oh, yeah.
Does
that work?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. So, moving ahead now, are we ready for general betterment?
Yes.
lost.
I thought that was for Morris also.
Yeah. I'll call you guys when the money runs out and have to send some more. Okay.
Can I ask a question real quick, though? Melissa, I don't remember on legal proceedings. The $38,000, does that include the money for the floodplain notices or the publication for the new floodplain ordinances?
I included $3,000 for outreach.
Well, it's actually in countywide for $6,002. So I think
that's a different.
It's part of the same thing, yeah.
So we can
take it out. So it needs to be $6,000. I think if it comes under the watershed assessments, that's where $6,000 appears. We can take $3,000 out of the board supervisor.
So the new information that you met with my car, that we put in the countywide, that includes the $3,000.
It needs to be $6,000 also,
in fact,
then $9,000. And that's based on the direction I got from the DNR.
And there's nothing else under outreach that you would need publications for.
I really don't want to do another mass mailing. Like, I just said.
Any legal notices, nothing that.
I think those will fall under $6,000.
Okay, you think that would be okay?
And actually, it may be next fiscal year with government shutdown. You may not be notified by law.
So just do $35,000 for board proceedings.
Pool funds. So they have an ongoing amount that they show as pool funds.
Sometimes they request them, sometimes they don't, all of them. So if you look at the year before, we spent 192 and then 102. That is, so the way this whole portion of the budget works is until we get an actual number, we don't know what our carryover is going to be. We budget the best we can with what fits in the 40% local action, the 40% for unincorporated areas, general contract. This is the best we can get. People come to us during the year, and they don't ask for everything. They do ask for everything. It's in the rural fund. So when there's a negative, we'll try to track of it here, and we don't spend as much next year, or we have a bigger carryover the next year. That's why I provide the sheet on page 36, so that you can see historically what the actual and what the...
Right. So the 192.
The deficit.
Right.
The negative carryover.
Right.
And I was just trying to think, practically, what does that mean if we have a negative carryover? It means we spent more than we had revenue.
It spent more of the 40% than we had brought in, yeah.
So we're
for that year.
How do you cover it?
The next year. You know, we didn't budget it for as much as the next year, and we didn't spend as much
the next year. Everybody else understands that, so could I have a little bit of your time next week to explain that?
Sure. The other thing I'm going to say is that economic development, 192, which hit us really, really hard, we actually paid for two fiscal years because Economic Development Group didn't get their paperwork in time.
Correct.
And we were good guys, good people, and we paid them anyway, even though it put us in a tough situation here. Traditionally, we have tried, with the exception of the yo-yo effect that we got into, I think, primarily because of economic development, we try to budget this thing where we have a carryover, but we don't have a huge carryover. And that's where we try to get.
And until we get a better estimate from local option sales tax revenue, because here's the deal. In August, we get an estimate from local option sales tax saying this is what your monthly allocations are going to be. It's 95% of what we're expecting you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then in November, we get a reconciliation payment for the previous year. So until I'm putting the budget together, I don't even have the true actual dollar amount of local option sales tax revenues.
Well, everybody doesn't say what's happening in our carryover is going down so far, and it looks like 2 years of 180-ish thousand for patrol vehicles.
That's a decision that the board makes whenever a request is sent in from the sheriff's office. Obviously, the majority of the replacement vehicles every year are patrol vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So the board then says, okay, well, this year the rural fund doesn't have the capacity. We're going to pay for it out of the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on, and I put it in here for this year because there is capacity to do so. So they also don't spend, so the 182.4 is not what they're going to spend this year. I think the bids are up for 165, so that carryover will be good.
I think.
So going down then to county tourism, and there's $10,000 in there, and I'd like to consider raising it to $15,000 for fiscal year 1920. So that we can then at the board table, or we don't have to, I guess, but talk about expanding who would be able to maybe get some tourism-related funding. And I brought this up before that we've just been putting in the dollar amount pretty much to pay the CIT, Central Iowa Tourism, dues for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. There's the $4,000 for Iowa Games. And I'd like to see us invite other groups, other activities in Stewart County that attract a lot of visitors, because there are a couple Special Olympics, I don't, maximum aims, I think, might qualify for that. So it's just not a scenario with RegRec we do every 10 years. I believe that there are some other groups that also would could hit a threshold. Now, that's in my mind threshold. It doesn't say that we don't want to look at other ones. And in fact, Devin Alyssa and I have spoken several months ago. We started down trying to figure out about a policy, and Devin Alyssa came back to me and said, well, you know what? Maybe the board wants to look at helping in some other events, too, that would come individually to ask for funding, just like we'll have IO Games come and ask for funding. But I'm wondering if there wouldn't be $15,000 worth of requests. I think, so anyway, I would just like to add $5,000 to that. Now, as we stand here now, that would bring us down to what the numbers are on my calculations, that we, a carryover would be negative $4,422, but that's based upon the estimate you have here.
No, our carryover is
$15,000 away from that, I show
$578.
Got it.
So
yeah.
That's why one doesn't do math.
Yeah, but as the Lord's, I don't disagree. But I don't understand why we, so the $10,000 has that built in. It has that built in.
Right, $4,000.
Don't we usually, haven't we been budgeting $6,000 before?
Yeah, but we've been spending $4,700.
Right. Okay, so $10,000.
That gives us $5,300 beyond what we have typically spent out of there. Right? Which, if you're talking about a pilot just to see what we might get, I think that's an appropriate amount this year, especially with where we're starting to bump up against this this potential carryover. And so I would hate for us to ever budget a negative carryover. I think we want to get as close as we can, and that's why we shift vehicles in and out and do the things we do. But I think having a negative carryover is not that big a deal in any one year. Budgeting for a negative carryover, however, is a bigger deal.
We'll stay with the 10, just hopefully in handling this a little bit like we do the facade grants in here at 10,000, but we know darn well if we got to do this project, we would fund it.
We did it this year with RagRide, right? We didn't budget for RagRide, but we made a decision based on the request of RagRide, and then we went and found the dollars. There's no reason we can't do that.
Yes, I mean, that's fine because I understand it's a somewhat swag number, but this is
true.
Okay.
It is, but what it is absolutely doing is it's putting extra dollars in there beyond what Story County has typically done, which I think sends the message that you want to send.
Right.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Thank you. Just a note on assets. The asset volunteers met last night, and they are recommending the full allocation of the $18,000 out of loss. And so all of the asset recommendations for the county will come before the board in February.
Sure.
Okay.
February 5th is a big day. Okay. All right. We're ready to move to countywide services then. Starting on the revenue side, I have no notes. You're quiet. Okay. Oh, son of a gun. I said I had no notes, but I did. On CHIP, I'm on page 39. And we've got it about $68,000, $70,000 less projected for fiscal year 20 as opposed to the re-estimate for fiscal year 19. So, Lisa, is that... Is there a special $70,000 that left for some reason? He's smiling.
The time should say effect of the commercial and industrial rollback hitting our commercial and industrial. I think they might call me industrial, but we've just seen the effect of that.
Okay.
When we first started out with 100% now. Yeah. So.
It's actually really. Especially with the wind towers.
And they finally reached their max.
Well, some of them.
Here, some of them have
exactly. And so were waiting for all that, but they're also getting the rollback.
Uh-huh.
So this was originally set up where they would ramp up to 35% of valuation, but now they're getting the commercial industrial rollback on top of it. So what it was originally set up to be and how we mapped out TIP when we set it up before the commercial industrial rollback ever came along, we thought we were truly dealing with a 35% number,
is it,
and we're
30?
Not. Is it 30 or 35?
Yeah, 30, because I remember the assessors were talking about it going down to 26% then, right?
It's 35.
It's 35.
Yeah.
They can't be taxing higher than that, but then they were at 100% now they're rollback.
And, okay. And as I've stated numerous times, we'll continue to say it is the best guess we can do at this point. There's no good mechanism to say this is what we're going to get every year with all the levy rates changing, all the entities.
Right.
And the state comes in and changes the way we can tax. All we can do is the best case scenario. What I take this one from is what we certified tax, or what the taxes got certified down to the treasurer for in July. So this is that estimation. From there, next year we'll have a conversation and well, why is it different?
Well, it's different because that's not what we thought.
Yeah. TIP is always estimated using the previous year's levies. It's always a swag, and then it is adjusted for in real time. But you're always working with estimates. Always.
Right, and so the reality is we're probably going to do just a little better than the 968. And we're probably going to do a little better than the 899. Probably. We need to budget it just like it is. And the other thing that I'll point out is we got 899 coming in, and we got 710 that we know of going out.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the conversation the other day of what, if anything, was available. The reality is it's $180,000-ish based on these estimates that's available for us to decide what we want to do with. And if we don't do anything, it's just 180 that we never pull back in.
That we need to get back to the
end. Okay, so that we do pull in, but then at the end of the year, so I would encourage us to figure out what we can do to benefit the county with roughly 180.
Thank you. Now, I think you and I are ready to go on to expenditures.
I want to thank Deb and Alyssa for helping me with the line items that they have knowledge of and input of. This is a group effort to put countywide together, so we do the best we can with where we're at right now.
If no one's ready to jump in, if you go to the top of page 46, with Emergency Management Agency, since I see Mr. Morgan here, and that's account 481.
I'll offer up the opportunity to answer any questions you might have on trust.
You've got an increase here of about $43,000, and I know you would have had your budget meeting already. Anything in particular you think that's kind of driving it up?
There's going to be a lot more expenses because what we've been doing is saving up funds to be able to purchase new radios. Our office will have upwards of 9 different radios that are going to have to be replaced, and possibly a major expense is bi-directional antenna to feed those that kind of transmission down into the EOC. We've managed to save up $33,000. In a designated reserve and come out and show as an expense during this year is a major part. Other things are is that we are also going to have to start budgeting for maintenance of a command and communications trailer, which we have now that is an asset that will be utilized across the county. And so those are the major ones. And also to try and bring our compensation within our office up to When I started, we were off the bottom of the pay scale, and we've been working diligently with this board of commission to bring us on up to midpoint by 2020.
Great. Okay. Supervisor Sanders, your chair of the commission, anything to add?
I'm Keith Zell. I would say to you guys that the commission really digs in and is very active in creating this budget, asks lots of great questions, and is very, very frugal while understanding that this is a vital service for our vital service and vital agency for our county, and we're lucky to have Keith and Melissa heading it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, and I'm glad that continues to work toward bringing up the pay for the staff so that we can hopefully keep you and compensate you well. So I have no problem with that line item, but I thought it was good to ask about it.
And I have no questions. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So go up to medical examiner, because I think 100,000 is light. I think we're seeing that 100,000 is light. We're trying really hard to figure out what we actually think we're going to spend, and I think it's $125,000 line item.
I had crossed out and put about $120 to $150 on, and then I went back thinking, well, this is a more of a guesstimate, but I'm very comfortable going to
$125.
Okay, and that would be just that. Going down is the next one on my list, at least, is 428. The consultant fees, and then we have the watershed assessment implementation. I assume consultant is in general, right, that we need? Yeah, it's a line item. Okay, so we're 428. Okay.
If you add up to 500, 5,000, 6,000, 1,000, you get your 12,500.
Yeah. And I didn't have any questions. It was based off of from the initial watershed assessment. On the agenda next week, we're going to talk about the work group. I put that on, and then right after it, I put on possibility of discussing the watershed coordinator. As we know, we can all pull it off if we're not there, right? We don't have to deal with it. But I probably put it on just to see how complete the conversation. So this is where that takes out. And that covers everything. So we can just leave it there since we moved the other one.
Correct.
For the what from conservation.
Okay. So yes, can the change of direction on us? Yes,
sure. Okay. Next, on my kind of list is 481, which is the second item on 47. It says housing rehab and development, housing study. But I'm wondering if the 9,086, is this not actually Story County Housing Trust Fund? Or am I wrong? It looks like an odd number, which makes me think it might have been what our donation, right, was. Okay. So I have not been able to connect with them to have a discussion about whether they want fees. And if I recognize this now, 9,086, this was for covering the small communities.
Both.
Right, for both us
and small.
Right, so about 4,500 or each, okay? So I don't know if they're going to want money. I'm assuming they will. They've not used most of their money from their first two-year allocation. As of October or November, they still had not used a lot of it. So I guess this we can leave in, and hopefully I'll be hearing from Amber in the next couple of weeks.
Actually, Amber did present to the Story County Economic Development Group yesterday.
Yesterday, thank you.
And I would, based on her presentation, I make the assumption that they would like the same amount. They've received indication that their allocation of the state pool will be reduced because more housing trust funds have been added in the state.
Okay.
And then they will be kicking off the new programs with the beginning of the fiscal year, the rental assistance program.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, that's a program that they have not had a chance to implement yet here in spring.
And I think they're ready to release the rules and everything. We got it in March.
Okay.
But I think maybe they're not drawn it down. So they've drawn down the entire funding. They have a plan in place.
Okay, good. So that's super. All right. Does she have any handouts? We can see later. I mean, you know,
yes.
Later. It doesn't have to be right now. Okay. Thank you.
right. Okay. In that case, I can take that off the list. Under economic development, the next one down, 40899, I have the circle reload grant. Is that one based in Iowa? That's my thought. Okay. Going down, economic development, 41.99, and this is the amount that we are contracting for. So this is the 33 of the 50% that we discussed before, right? Correct? All right. So it says here, 33% of the
50%. Yeah, but there's nothing inside. Right, isn't that where we plugged in?
Oh, got it. There, my eyes jumped again. Yeah, you're right. We got the 42,500 amount contracted for the small city. So that's our contract.
So you got to add that 42,500 to the 42,500 right above it.
Right, there's two 42.5s.
Right.
One of them is for smaller communities.
Right.
And it is the AEDC contract with us.
Got it.
Right, for 85,000.
And that's part of my hand calculated, this is what we're using of those funds from efforts.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. So our contract amount with the AEDC for those services then has not changed. It's just you split it out.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Going down to urban renewal projects. We don't have anything budgeted.
And I think we should put the 100. And so my calculations show about 100 and 60 to be on the safe side, 160 would be good. After the payments of the debt we currently have.
Mm-hmm. I would like to look at instead lowering that amount and to maybe 100,000, which would leave us 680,000 to look at those projects we discussed before that might come our way as opportunities that we're not aware of.
Well, that's what this is.
This would be applications people would.
The regular urban applications.
Yes.
But for anything you put in here, we'd have to amend the urban renewal plan.
Yes. Okay. All right. So I had viewed, and maybe it's just we're thinking the same thing but looking at it differently. I had viewed at the 100,000 as what went out to the small communities saying this is how much we've got, and then they may all be getting together and saying, well, I've got this, I could use 15,000 for, and somebody else says I've got a project I could use 20,000 for, and they hit that 100,000. And I guess I 100, let's say, and then I'd leave the other 50,000 as something that wasn't on the radar that would be for maybe a community over.
Yeah, that full 160 that we're talking about putting in here is the second thing you said, not the first part you said. The first part you said is budgeted. We've already been past it in the budget.
The 110 for the...
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So this 160 is standalone dollars to be used for any urban renewal project that we might pick, and that could include what we did, the little park outside of Nevada. We contributed the little park in Nevada. I mean, we've used this not just for the smallest communities. This has been a project-based, right?
Right.
Which is what I think you're asking for.
Yes, that is correct. You are correct. Because now, remember, Murray City had a couple of applications.
This would be 160 that we would be plugging in with no idea who might ask for it or why, and we would deal with each one of those applications. There would be a timeline, but we would deal with each one of those applications on its own.
Okay, and there was the other factor in my mind why I was separating out is the timeline about Leanne putting out the letters and the applications are due by a certain date, et cetera. And then I was looking at 60,000 that could be applied for at any time. We have to amend the urban renewal plan.
And the entire amount needs to be reflected in the urban renewal plan.
Got it.
So if you just put in 100,000, that's all you would put into the budget in the plan.
Right.
Right.
So that 60,000 then would go back to
So what happens then if we end up with an application that wants $50,000 or $60,000 and it's not tied into the urban renewal things, we'd have to pull it from general fund, correct?
Yeah, it can't come out of it.
Right. So I just wanted to clarify.
No.
In my mind, it's not where it comes from. Okay, I understand. So $160,000, once again, is the recommendation. From
based on?
That is based on the balance. The balance after debt payment.
Okay.
From the TIF revenues.
Yeah, so we budgeted $899 to come in and $710 in debt payment.
Right.
So we're going to say this amount should be available, not that we have it on any.
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
But she has been, like, within expense estimation estimated for her. It's amazing when she says $160,000.
It's cool.
And this was the priorities discussion that we had before. This is one of our ongoing projects. Okay. Thank you for once again helping me sort it out in the correct category. Next, $488.99, I had a note about historical societies. If my count is accurate, we are now up to 12 historical societies. I believe two of them, possibly Zurine and Colo, I believe those are the two, might not be their own 501c3s yet. And so one of my notes I have then as we, for admin separately, would be to determine if they have to run to another one of the societies. You know, receive payments through.
Are they required to be a nonprofit?
Well, that was a question. Okay, I just wanted to make note that I'd ask if we could do some research afterwards about how we make sure that we get money to those two that Zering is looking at starting one, or Zering has started one, but there has been a question that was posed to me, and I said I'd check with staff exactly how do you need the money to go through a 501. They're trying. I mean, you know, they are in the process. But so that's something to follow up afterwards. I'm just making note of. So given there are 12 now, I went from 35,000 to 41,000 to make it basically even among, you know, everybody. But is there an amount that you guys feel comfortable with? So like I said, I took the $35,000, I just raised it $6,000.
So did we,
so
they don't get the same?
This works that there's nine of them that we've distributed to. So I take whatever you guys determine is the amount we're going to give, and I divide it by the nine, and I send them that amount of money. So this year was $3,888.89 each.
So, and I looked at an increase of 500 per, with 12 as my number. And that's where I ended up at 41,000. So increasing your, what you did.
But that wouldn't be 500 per, but you took, instead of 9, now you got 12. So you're reducing.
How good. Okay,
you
good,
know,
right.
And so what I would suggest is, just to keep this clean, let's call it $3,000 per historical society for this year, which would be $36,000. And if we want to go $3,500, but stop getting into these, $3,088.12 things. And let's just call it, I didn't know we would have gone all the way up to 12.
So
I knew we were up to 10, and I didn't know we were up to 12.
It took Gilbert, I don't know how many years, to get part of the association so that they were part of the distribution. So
we just go through the 12.
I have to go look at claim because I don't know who they are.
Well, there would be three new ones is what I'm saying, is that they would like to be able to apply for part of that lump sum.
And request. I need to look into how that happens because, as I just said, Gilbert took 2 years to get part of the whole thing. I don't really know what the requirements are in the historical association's rules in order to get these dollars.
And then,
as the funder, we can set some of that, even if it's just error. They have two annual, they have two meetings a year. At one of those meetings, each one of these historical societies, I believe, in addition, they do a great job providing us with a, you know, here's a year in review, here's what we did. But it seems to me that each one of them need to be filling out a form rather than us just guessing on who's supposed to get the money.
Right.
And so what I'd like to see is, all right, so let's go to 3,500 per historical society, but part of that is they got to fill out the form. Lisa, you know, whoever it is that works on creating the form, somebody has a form that they have to create and submit at one of those meetings. And I don't know which meeting that should occur at. We can decide that. And yeah, so then what is that, 42,000? That's a maximum of 42,000 if all 12 actually submit the that required form.
209 get money now.
But it should have been 10. We've been back and forth on
that. Okay, so if it's 12, you're going to reduce them from 3889 to 3500.
I'm saying let's just go with a flat 3500 for this year. What we don't know how many people are going to stick it in, and what I don't want us to do is start chasing our tail trying to assume that everybody's going to get the money, but they don't submit something, and then we get caught where we're caught before where we right. didn't send money to one who probably should have gotten it. But we didn't know.
Right. 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 So, afterwards, maybe I can talk with staff or maybe what I got. Okay, super. And so, 3,500, we'd be lowering them each. I thought it was 3,088, but it's 3,088. Thank you. Okay. So, 3,500. All right, I see your reasoning that they might not all submit. I suspect they all are going to submit, but except for
this is a small amount of money, but we're putting $160,000 in urban renewal projects, not knowing anybody's going to submit anything for it.
Correct. Well,
and we're, well,
yeah, I got it. Yeah, you're right. We don't
register. We're not putting enough money here if all these small societies don't have.
Right, but it's two separate pots of money that we can't go in.
Okay, but I'm just talking about philosophy.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I would love to give them more. Our problem is, as we start to butt up against some of these things, in the 160, we're budgeting 160 because that's what's available, and that can't go anywhere else. It either goes to the urban rule or it doesn't go anywhere. The fact of the matter is, as we go through the rest of these line items, we're tight. I mean, could we put more in there? Absolutely we could, but we're already dealing with a really, really tight budget. And we're talking about increasing this one from 35 to 42. And so that's what? That's a 20% increase in this one line item in 1 year.
Okay. Well, I'll go look up to the, I guess, the 3,500. And yeah, maybe we'll see where we are later on about bringing it more in. I was hoping to keep them, the existing nine at the same amount that we. Yeah, the 4-H fair, $493.99. And so.
So I would like to go to 57 mile. So up 2,500.
I have in 60,000, figuring 2,500 for the up the base and a 2,500 as a one time for the Spline Park Road. But I mean, that's just what I put down.
And so I would like to plug this in as 57.5 that we contribute to the county fair. They agree to work with us on everything. And then if they have a special project, like the roof, and they come and they make a special request, then we see where our budget is on that special request and make the decision rather than just going ahead and plugging it in.
Okay, Linda, any thoughts on this? Sorry, Supervisor Murphy.
57.5 is fine with me.
Okay. All right. That took care of. That took care of my changes additions. Is one of you here to start or identify anything else? Yeah, the whole company.
Yeah.
43, almost at the bottom.
Yeah, motor vehicle. Right.
That Joby has requested for his department. This is also where I would put two new vehicles for community service for the current year. So I'm going to re-estimate the current year to 26 to 80.
So you're just sticking 20,000 in for the two vehicles?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
50.
Yeah. And I would like to.
Wow, you're getting.
I can't remember if they talked to Joby about this or not. Is there a reason that we aren't buying the truck yet this fiscal year?
I don't think they can get it in. I can ask.
So if they can get it in, if we can at least buy the truck, and I recognize we got to put some equipment on and everything else, but I'd much rather, just knowing where we are in this budget, I'd much rather spend the 26 this year than next year.
I'll reach out, Matt. I know the most recent one is more than anticipated. So, most recent.
I can't remember if we talked to Joby about it when he was sitting here.
No, we did not. Because we didn't talk to him about it at all. Okay.
So, Darren is not getting equipment at the time.
Right.
Darren is going to get this truck this year.
So I'm suggesting we take this year's budget. If Joby can get it, we take this year's budget up into that 80,000 range, and we take next year's budget down to the 90.
So is that next year's vehicles?
That's what we're doing this year.
And they can take next year down to nothing.
Right.
Right.
So I'm suggesting 82,980.
So 50,000 supposedly. I don't think the two vehicles are in class
50,000.
Right.
They got trades in them. Don't forget they got the two trades.
They got the trade in.
Which is how we're figuring. We're figuring 25,000 plus the trade in, which may or may not be exactly right, but it's close. So I'm suggesting 82,980 re-estimated for this year, and that's dependent upon Joby can get the truck or not. Right? That'll be a three-quarter ton. And if he can, then we take the 26,7 down to zero. Lord, I'm just trying to get us there.
Other things to think about. Herta has talked about being notified that they can replace 7 of their vehicles here in Story County this next fiscal year, and they typically come to the county asking for match. The match is usually 25% and it's between $20,000 and $25,000.
Correct.
So that's one thing to think of. The other thing is that the summer enrichment program that is provided primarily out of the county to the Collins Maxwell kids, we pay for the service, which is provided through YSF, and then that goes through the asset process, and then there's always food costs. In addition to that, in the last 2 years, we've been splitting that with United Way, usually runs about $1,200. So that's another consideration.
And both of those items are something that, as I recall, we've never built into the budget. The request has always come at a time where we've known what the rest of our budget year was going to look like. And since I've been here, I don't think we've said no to her when they requested. But it hadn't been part of the budget. It's been a request that has come during the budget year that we made a decision based on the realities facing us. And then the 1200 United Way has been easy. We found a way to fund that. But however you guys want to do it.
I just see, specifically with the food request, I see that as a routine kind of request, I think. Yeah, the buses or the vans or whatever vehicles they're going to be replacing is just kind of a hit or miss based on what they hear back from the staff.
So how many vans?
Seven.
And when will they be, what's their time frame on that?
No, where we are, we just had a couple days ago, and of course the DOT is not doing any pass down of money at all right now. So we're more focused on the operational part of it. So we're not sure. Nobody even knows, all the public transit agencies in Iowa, we're not even sure we're going to get the funds
after this government shutdown was open that we were originally promised.
Okay.
So it went to the back burner for us, but obviously Julia still wants to make the request and at some point and still wants to hopefully see. So, but we don't know what to tell you.
There's really is there to put in the budget.
Yeah.
Right.
And another thing too is like with other kinds of equipment, they can place the order, but it could be 6 to 9 months up before they actually have the vehicle because of the preparation of it all and the what they have to do to make it handicapped.
So, Lisa, where are the 1,200 that we've done the driveway the last couple of years come out?
One of the human services part in the countywide. It must have come out of one of the asset dollars because it's included in those. For actually, I think.
The actual program is included in the asset dollars. I think the 1,200 has been over and above, or have we just been using savings from our asset?
It would have been over and above.
Over and above, but like I said, it's in the asset line item with the year's needs. You know what I'm saying?
So I want to make sure I know what you're saying. So are you saying that we've been finding that 1,200 out of unallocated asset funds?
I'm saying that we pay it out of one of those line items, so that's where it's going to show up when we're talking about how we, where we spent it from.
Okay.
Is that clear?
It's higher than the numbers we're going to approve.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair. So, as in the asset of the $888,000, which I think is this year's total asset, that wherever that fund is, it just comes out of $1,200 and you move the money in? Or are we talking about the lost asset?
No.
All right.
Okay.
So we're back to the January.
Yeah, so since it comes out of one of those line items, I don't want to plug it into the budget because then it becomes automatically part of those asset funds. So I believe we need to handle that one. Even though it looks like it's going to be a continual request, we need to handle that as well. It'll just get really muddy if we try to plug in 1,200 into asset that's not really asset.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
attention.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at employee wellness. Okay, so wellness. The fund balance probably here somewhere.
I just didn't know, you know, they requested
8,100. And I took that right here. The wellness fund right now has
probably down to 48.
Like $4,000 or less. So whatever I budgeted here is the rest of the actual wellness dollars. The other part of the request is from the general fund. So,
I didn't see anything in that line.
When I, you know, earlier, what page? So, if you look at the middle page 43 or down the bottom,
see the full 81.
So, when you're on full 81 out of general fund dollars.
Correct.
That was their ask this year.
Yeah.
And we used to have funds in a bonus. It would be the funds that were left in our medical. Funding account. We do not have much left anymore because we implemented a $500 carryover for our employees. So they don't lose those funds if they overestimate what they're going to spend in the fiscal year. So what the county used to get back, because that's how a flex plan works, has pretty much dwindled nothing.
It's down those.
But which is good. Employees are using the medical. But that means that the board, at least a year or two ago, started budgeting wellness in the general line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other comments?
I will make a note under the insurance reserve. Comments? On page 44. There's $257,000 budgeted. That includes $200,000 again for the partial self-funding health insurance.
$200,000 coming this year
mm-hmm.
already, and $200,000 will go in next year,
mm-hmm.
according to this budget.
And as long as we're still, if we still intend to move towards self-insurance, mm-hmm. then it makes sense that we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're on that, I don't have a renewal yet. I'm hoping for early February. We were trying to get about 94% utilization. That's just based on premiums. And that's just medical and pharmacy. That is on a fully insured plan. That does not include what the county has bought down for deductible and out-of-pocket max. We budgeted a 15% increase for insurance. I'm comfortable with the 15%. I'm hoping our fully insured will come in at trend. Trying to get anywhere from 7 to 11%. I am reaching out to our attorney that we use for our benefits. This is the second year of setting a partial self-funded health premium, and I need to make sure we're in compliance with COBRA. COBRA is the big thing when we set those premiums. So I want to make sure that we I look at all the options and then determine part of that I left in our contract line item too, is that we have to get an actuarial base. Premium, or can we? I have some questions to ask her. So last year we used the fully insured rate, which technically would be accurate, and legally we were able to do that at our premiums and our cover rate. So hopefully by mid February I have a better idea. I'm just working on it. I've got some preliminary information. So 94% is a little higher than what we were trending. We do have. Five large claims, so which is typical with the size of the organization we have. We have 405 plans. So you're going to have 5 to 7 catastrophic claims. So we're looking good. What the change that the county made July 1st is working well. Everything seems to be running smooth now. Yeah, we have at the beginning. But as far as funding wise, it looks good. I don't have, this isn't anything you budget for. The other premium rates, I don't have vision back. There's usually typically an increase in vision and dental too. I anticipate an increase in dental this year. We had a decrease last year, so I set that a little bit higher. We do fully self insured, or we're self insured for now. Vision is a fully insured product. Self-insured that. So we're looking good. We're getting going in the direction we should be. We're not ready, in my opinion, we're not ready to fully self-fund health quite yet this July. I would say one more year and maybe get a really hard look at it.
Okay.
And I don't anticipate having to market unless we end up bringing it back. It's something we don't care. So that won't affect any of this. You know, it's just any questions on the health insurance? We're definitely in a different place now than we were last year.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning a lot about insurance.
Okay.
And then the other item, the liability work comp insurance. I know Matt Stensford is looking at, and I don't know how the board feels, which is probably the appropriate time to discuss doing any marketing for liability insurance.
And I am going to, or have you call back to Steve Goodhue. I had hoped that we'd have it on your agenda, you know, their presentation by the end of this month, but obviously that's not working. So early next month, not maybe we're
they're going to give them that kind of overview, which both of you have had.
Right,
which is very important.
So that'll be separate then.
That is just for, you know, to kind of give the information that you guys have, and then they'll come to the board and ask what the board wants them to do.
Okay, so are you thinking maybe the 12th instead then, or
I can?
Because if you're on top of that, then I won't.
Yeah, no, I can take care of you. I can take care of that. And I don't know if we're comp-wise. I'm WCA is looking out.
Right.
I don't. Our premiums are what they are. We have looked into self-funding some portions of it. It does not bring the premiums down very much, and it causes a lot of
possible liability on the employer's side. And even when I talked to Steve and Andrew from Matt Tedesco, I mean, I indicated at least more of an update, really, that they weren't sure what they could find out there on the market that would be any better than what we have now. You know, part of it was they were just saying they could put some numbers together based upon what they're doing. And in consideration, so other than just premium, you have to take a look at if we would ever switch carriers, what does that do? Right. I mean, a lot of times with your liability insurance, if you have a claim filed in May and you change carriers in July, that new insurance company is not going to pick. I mean, you just talked about that.
Well, with the ICAP, maybe we discussed that before, you drop ICAP and the claim comes in, you're done. If the claim comes in after you've dropped ICAP, they don't pay back.
It's not like the others.
Okay, great. Thanks. It sounds like you're on top of that. And yeah, you sounded on top of the other requests we could reasonably expect to see. Okay. Anybody else have anything?
Yes, I've got one more thing.
Sure.
So it sounds to me like we're planning on plugging in, at least initially, plugging in a debt service levy. Is that what everybody's hearing?
Yeah,
kind of similar to what we have this year, so call it that 17, 18 cent. If we're going to plug in a debt service levy, that's a net zero item, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to show, if we're going to pull those dollars in, they have to be going back out in principal and interest.
Correct.
And we got zero plugged in here. And so all I'm saying is you can't do one without the other.
Right.
If we're going to plug that in, we got to plug it in both places.
And that was my intent is to, when I put these numbers in, I will put it payment.
Right, so that's an additional $900,000 that's not reflected in the
rest.
Correct. And, of course, you understand what I'm
saying. I didn't even circle any, you know, where it was said or whatever, because I didn't at least provide all that.
Right, and if we want to go with no debt service levy, then we wouldn't need to plug anything in.
Right.
But since we're having this conversation, we need to go on the high side. We can always pull it back out. We just can't always
put
it back in.
Correct. Right. And you're going to do the $3 million and the $7.1 million, and then we possibly then we can discuss about doing something about the justice.
Yeah, so that is a different conversation. So what I'm suggesting that Lisa plug in there is a 17 or 18 cent debt service levy, which is what we currently have.
Right.
And then the corresponding dollars in terms of a payment. So does that kind of get us ballparked in that $10 million range? Yes, it does, but it doesn't tie us to anything, and it doesn't say expressly what it is. It's just a number that we're plugging in both in revenues and expenses.
Got it.
Correct.
Thank you for that. Okay. Linda, you're looking a little...
No,
yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so then that's what we'll be seeing on Monday then. Will be the adjusted numbers, correct?
Monday afternoon, we'll talk about the adjustments we've made throughout the work session, where we're at on all those things. We'll talk about any other adjustments that need to be made. Obviously, conservation will be here in the morning, so that I will make those adjustments afterwards. So we'll look at where we're at on fund balances, where we're at on expenses, where we're at on all that. Hopefully, the top 4 weeks of four, we won't have a lot of.
It'll
be a fairly speedy process, but.
First at 3.
We are scheduled for 3:00.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
I would think so. So that will be, here's where we're at, where else do we need to go type of a meeting, because we have time to then converse more. And the one thing I want to think about and talk about on Monday will be the sheriff came back with 55.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sufficient?
No.
I've been sending the new numbers and we're
And I printed them out. So we all are on page.
And so just this is back of napkin. I really want to see Lisa's numbers once she plugs everything in, but back of napkin, we're not that busy. And so we need to have that conversation of what, if anything, we're going to do about it. Because the easy answer is, okay, if I'm right, and we're not balanced. Then collectively we say, okay, we're not balanced and we're not going to worry about it, and then we just kind of move ahead. If collectively we say we're not balanced and we want to do something about it, if we're going to have to dig back in here and find more revenue and fewer expenses to get there.
So we have a tentative time that we can do that because we're not going to do it on Monday.
So, yeah, I mean, it will be us. If we, yeah, so we need to make the decision of if we're going forward Monday or not, Linda, and then we're just going to have to find time probably the next week before Lisa needs to send it out to publication that we dig back in. That's where we would talk about any of the transfers, additional transfers from general to supplemental is where we would talk about all of that. I'm just giving you guys a heads up that my initial calculations were not there.
Here's the reason I'm kind of pushing for some time, because your time has been somewhat limited lately. So why don't we get a tentative time on our calendars now, where we're all right here, rather than to try to find it Monday, because it sounds like we can always cancel a meeting, but it's easier to cancel a meeting than it is to find the time for one.
Yeah, I'm going to get my calendar. I know that the rest, after Monday, the rest of next week, I've got nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it will be into the next week before I'm going to be available if we're going to need to have those further conversations.
We have no time available next week, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, outside of whatever our Tuesday looks like, which I think we've got a pretty full Tuesday already.
No, let's not try Tuesday.
Yeah, so Wednesday I've got Sci Biz all day. Thursday I've got ISAC all day. Friday I'm out of the office.
So let's set something for the next week.
Yeah, if we want to get our calendar now.
Okay. If that's okay with you, Lars.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, we were just talking about countywide, but yeah. Oh, I've already got one. I didn't see that one here. I just like to know that next year. So there's office equipment and furniture. Page 43. Also, 2500 for the current year, so 4500 for the current year.
To replace
this year, you
want to
do
this?
I don't remember.
Were these two
this year or next year?
Next year.
Next year?
Next.
Yeah.
I thought it was this year.
$4,500
for
this year.
Off
of the
publisher.
Okay. And then I
put this in. This year? Oh. They've been falling apart for a couple of years, and we just never could convince everybody.
I like my officer too.
That was you, yeah. I don't mind that if I can keep my legs crossed. Or does the vice for him? This is.
K25. Well, I just need more sugar and herbs, though.
So we actually are wide open Tuesday the 29th afternoon, right? Once we get done with our meeting here, but we got a long, long day. On Tuesday the 29th, I would prefer if we didn't mess with that.
I would prefer it also.
I got a couple meetings, actually,
okay.
In the evening.
So then I'm good.
I'll be back. I told you I'd pray rivers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like that.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4th, 5th, 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I got Emergency Management Operations Center, morning of the 4th. Just our meeting on the 5th, and then we've got drainage districts over in Boone at 11 a.m. on the 6th. Other than that, I'm wide open on those 3 days.
Wednesday the 6th?
Okay. Yeah, over in Boone.
That's what I had going here.
Yeah.
What about Tuesday? What about about Tuesday after a Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah, so if could everybody block from 2 to 5 on Tuesday afternoon, and it's a possible budget conversation.
On the 5th.
On the 5th.
All right.
Board of Health will be in here.
Yeah.
Board of Health is here too, okay. So
you might have that. Just,
well, I'll be in the Board of Health meeting.
Yeah. 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 Is that 3 then? 3 to 5?
I would think that would work.
2.
2. And then I'm, yeah, I could get up at 3 and leave. I'm pretty sure. So, dependent on, I'm not aware of anything on the agenda coming up. I haven't opened it yet. Excuse me, if she's never out. But, definitely.
All right, so 3 to 5 on Tuesday, the 5th. Possible budget conversation.
And if you assess your room, the conference room is very often.
I'm sorry, again.
The Board of Health is done in here.
Yeah, if they're done, yeah. Have you talked in the agenda yet? I saw your book. You've got it on your schedule, so I wondered.
If
we're going to do it, we've got to publish.
Yeah.
I
don't
know how many public
are here.
Okay. So, and for the publishing, then I will ask Darla to do that because Shelley won't be the clerk. Will she? No, you'll be in here instead, so Shelley probably won't be in here. So it would be having Darla publish.
Yeah, I mean, all we got to do is post this on our
own. Right.
We don't have to go above and beyond when the press like this.
Post it.
We just need to make sure it is, in fact, posted.
Can we add it to the budget work schedule?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Okay.
But we don't know that we're having this yet. We're
going to
have a conversation Monday, but then this is our fallback after Monday.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Thank you all for all the hard work you do. And Lisa, thank you especially.